Another time, Ritz Hashem Bli Neder, but I wanted to discuss with you something about Pesach, and maybe we could have a little bit of a series. And today, perhaps we could discuss the mitzvah of Haseba. And Haseba has a number of issues. Number one, the question of when we should do Haseba. Is it only during Achilas Matzah? Or does it apply even during the drinking of the Dalet Kosos? Perhaps we could extend it even further to encompass the entire Suda. Question number two, what about a woman? Is she obligated in Haseba? Question number three, what about a Talmud who's sitting at the Seder table of his Rebbe? Does he require Haseba, or at least a Mechila from his Rebbe? Question number four, how to do Haseba? Question number five, does Haseba apply in our time? And believe it or not, that's an issue. And finally, what happens if a person is required in Haseba, but he fails to do Haseba? Does that mean he was not Yotze and he has to repeat the mitzvah a second time around? The sugya of Haseba is here in Arve Pesachim, Pesachim Daf Kuf Ches Amid Aleph, and a little bit on to Kuf Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara establishes that based on the language of the Mishnah, Afilu Ani Shebi Yisrael Lo Yochal Ad SheYesev. The language here is Haseba. And both Rashi and the Rashbam pick up on this. Rashi says that Haseba is Kibnei Chorin, and it's got to be outside small. Same thing we'll find in the Rashbam. Now, in this case of Altsad Smol, the reason for that is because of health purposes, that eating in a position where you are Mesiv B'tzad Yamin might be dangerous. But the emphasis here is number one on matzah. Itmar, we learned matzah tzorech haseba, but then moror ain't tzorech haseba. What about yayin? Here we have machlokas. According to one version of Rav Nachman, tzorech haseba. According to another version of Rav Nachman, ein tzorech haseba. The Gemara explains that there's no machlokas because there's a split between the first two kosos and the last two kosos. One set requires haseba, the other does not. But which of the two require Haseba? The one before the meal, the ones after the meal? And the Gemara says that we don't know. And therefore, the Gemara says, Hashta, now that we don't know, therefore, we require Haseba on all four Kosos. The Ran asks the question, why not apply the principle of Safek Derabanan Lekula? And he answers that we don't say Safek Derabanan Lekula when the mitzvah will be completely undermined. If we apply Safek Derabanan Lekula to both sets of kosos, then there'll be no Haseba on any of the kosos. Therefore, the Gemara's conclusion is that both the kosos before and the kosos afterwards is Aidi ve'Aidi boy Haseba. They both require Haseba. The Gemara establishes that Haseba simin lo shmei Haseba, and the Gemara establishes that you need Haseba both in Matzah and in Dalet Kosos. Says Tosfos, Dibra Maskel Kulu, Kulu Nami Tzriche Haseba, all four Kosos need Haseba, Tzarech Iyun Im Shachach V'lo Hesiv, if he drank the cup and he did not do Haseba, Im Yachzar V'yishte, is it required to repeat the mitzvah and drink another kos? Tosis leaves it as an unanswered question. If you take a look in the Rush, which you'll find on the bottom of your page, the Rush says, Hashta de Itmar, etc. Kulu boya seba, umatza boya seba, bekezais rishon, ubekezais shalafi komen. We require a seba not only in the first kezais of matzah l'shem mitzvah, but also the kezais at the end of the meal l'shem afikoman. V'im ochal b'lo es seba, lo yotza. He did not fulfill his responsibility. And how does the Rosh know this? Tosus was in doubt. K'de Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Hashamash, who is the butler, so to speak, he's serving, he's like the waiter who's serving the food. Sha'achal kizayis matzah k'shu mesiv yotza. If he ate one kizayis of matzah v'seva, he was yotze. But only if he had haseva. Mashma says the Rosh, mesiv in, lo mesiv lo. The precondition for him to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah is with regard, is with haseva. But if he omitted haseva, yachzar v'yochal beheseva. And what we'd like to know is, how does this impact on shtiyas dalet kosos? Shall we apply the same principle there, that if he drank without haseva, he has to repeat the kos? And we'd like to also know if the final conclusion of the Rosh is accepted by other Rishonim. So if you take a look at page 2, we'll see the Rambam and how he formulates this halacha. The Rambam says in Perek Zayin, Mehilchos Chametz U'Matzah, Halacha Dalid, Bechol Dar Vadar, Chayev Adam Laharos Es Atzmo, Ki Ilu Hu Atzmo, Yotza Ata Mishibud Mitzrayim. And the Rambam quotes a pasuk. The first comment that we should make on this Rambam is he has a slightly different text than we have. Our text is Chayev Adam Liros Es Atzmo. The Rambam says Laharos Es Atzmo. He has to demonstrate that he... Yeah?
Can't hear you.
You don't hear me.
Where's the Rambam?
Okay. That's not good. You don't hear me. Try again, says Laharos Es Atzmo. I was told that some of the Sephardic Jews have a minug of actually demonstrating that they left Mitzrayim. They put a basin of water, they put matzahs on their shoulders, and they cross over the water. Laharo says Atzmi has to demonstrate. And therefore, says the Rambam, Aloch HaZayin Lefichach, now that we've established this overriding obligation to show and demonstrate that we left Mitzrayim, therefore, Kishesoed Adam Alayla Azeh, Tzarech Lechol V'lishtos V'umesiv Derecherus. The Rambam requires Heseba Derecherus as part and parcel of the mitzvah of Chayim Adam Laharos Es Atzmo. Now, the Rambam goes on to say that we required 4 cups of wine, etc. And perhaps we can answer a very famous question according to the Rambam. And that is, why don't we have a separate bracha, Asher Kidshonu B'mitzvosav V'tzivanu Lishtos Arba Kosos? That's the Avudraham's question. He's so bothered by this question that he comes up to the... He wants to suggest that maybe on a mitzvah derabanan we shouldn't make a bracha. So on matzah, which is doraisa, we make a bracha, not on dalet kosos. He rejects that outright because he says that maror in our time is only derabanan. We don't have the carbon pesach, and yet we make a bracha on maror. We make a bracha on many mitzvahs derabanan. So he has this question: why is there no bracha established on dalet kosos? And he gets into a very complicated maze, I would call it. He says the first kos is anyway not part of, is obligatory, irrelevant, independent to dalet kosos, because it's a kos of kiddush, and therefore we can't make a bracha on dalet kosos. Then he suggests make a bracha on 3 kosos. Well, do we have to drink 4 kosos? Very complicated, Avudraham. But I would think that according to the Rambam, the question doesn't even get off the ground, because there is no mitzvah to drink dalet kosos according to the Rambam. The mitzvah is laharos es atzmo, ki ilu hu atzmo yotza mishibud Mitzrayim. Dalet kosos is only one way And Haseba is another, you know, these are prerequisites in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Laharos Esatzmo. Again, you could ask the question, why is there no bracha on the Chiv Laharos Esatzmo? You know, that you could ask. But there's no special mitzvah of Dalet Kosas. The mitzvah of Dalet Kosas is part of a greater mitzvah of Laharos Esatzmo. In any event, the Rambam's opening line here to the mitzvah of Haseba is lefichach kishesoed adam balayla zeh. So I want to come back to this a little bit later, but the Rambam emphasizes the word seuda. So let's put that on the back burners, and we'll come back to this a little bit later. The Mordechai says leinyan matzah on the top of your page im ochal b'lo aseba pshita d'lo yotza. He has no doubt that he has to eat the matzah again. We're going to soon see that the Achronim want to know why can't he be yotze with Korach? He does the kricha and he does the seva during Korach. So if he messed up on the matzah of Kezayis Matzah Rishona, let him be Mekayim Haseva with Korach. But leave that question on the side for a minute. He says, with regard to Dalet Kosos, the Gemara says, "Mi boilon im shasa b'lo aseva ma'u," and l'chored nirad b'di'eved yotza, that he has fulfilled his mitzvah of Dalet Kosos even without haseva. Comes out according to the Mordechai. There's a fundamental difference between haseva and matzah, which is absolutely kuva. And here the Mordechai is basically repeating what we saw in the Rosh. And Dalet Kosos, where b'di'eved he was yotze the mitzvah Dalet Kosos without haseva. So here I want to quote to you a very famous chiddush of the Brisker Rav, and you'll find it on page 3. Chidushei Maran Riz HaLevi. Now, the Griz wants to suggest that the machlokes as to whether or not you yotze the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos, mitzvah of matzah without haseva, depends upon the following two fundamentally different definitions of the mitzvah of haseva. One definition says that haseva is a mitzvah unto itself. There's a mitzvah of matzah, there's a mitzvah of Dalet Kosos, then there's a mitzvah of haseva. Haseva is a mitzvah. The other way of saying it is no. Chazal established haseva as a part and parcel of the mitzvah of matzah, of the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos. And he has an unbelievable diuk in the Rambam to prove that Haseba is a mitzvah unto itself. The Rambam writes, and this you'll see again on page 2, that Afilu Ani Bi Yisrael O Yochal Ad Sheyesev Isha Netzricha Haseba, we'll come back to Isha later, Ben Eitzel Aviv Tzarech Haseba, Shamash Bifnei Rabba, Tzarech Haseba, Tal Bifnei Rabba, Eino Mesiv, Haseba Yumin, Eino Haseba, you need Haseba small. And then he writes, the Emasai Tzrichim Haseba, at what point in the evening do we require Haseba? Shasachilus Kzais Matzah. Interesting, he doesn't mention Afikoman. Ubishtias Arba Kosel Seilu. Now listen to this. Vishar achiloso ushtioso imhesiv harezem meshubach. In other words, the Rambam, this is quite famous, advocates that during the course of the entire Seuda, a person should do a seva, or at least he would be praiseworthy if he does so. Now, the Rambam is using the language of meshubach. We would use the language perhaps of kiyum, that there's a kiyum mitzvah of haseva during the entire meal. Says the Brisker Rav, you see from this Rambam, and again if you're following You'll see this on page 3. It's a separate mitzvah. Because if it was a mitzvah that was established within the framework of matzah, within the framework of Dalet Kosos, it would certainly have no application to the rest of the balance of his Suda. But the answer is that there's a separate mitzvah. Just give me 1 second, Joe, and then just because I'm going to lose my train of thought. It must be, says the Brisker Rav, that there's a separate mitzvah of Heseva, that a person has to do Heseva, and he has to do Heseva as often as he can, meaning any opportunity that arises, he should do Heseva. Whenever he does an achil, he should do Heseva. Again, there's a requirement as an obligation during matzah and during Dalet Kosos, but from the very fact that the Rambam extends the mitzvah of Heseva to the entire Seuda, albeit as a voluntary mitzvah, it must be that Heseva was established as a separate kiyum. If it was part and parcel of another kiyum, it would not make any sense to apply it to the balance of the Seuda. Yeah, Joe.
Just that he says Hareza Meshubach, he doesn't necessarily say Hareza Mekayim is a mitzvah. So why is he that forward to say that it's part of
the mitzvah? So Joe, the answer to your question really lies in many, many different Rambams, meaning the language Hareza Meshubach appears over and over again throughout the Rambam. I'll give you just one example. The Rambam says that the Ikar Vidui for the mitzvah of tshuva is chatasi, but the Rambam says kol hamarvel his vados hareza meshubach. So the Rambam is clearly indicating that there's a kiyum of vidui beyond the minimum. So whenever there's a minimum but the sky is the limit and there's no maximum, the Rambam is going to use the term hareza meshubach. Another example is right here in Hilchas Chametz Matzah. The Rambam says that although you could be Makayim the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim with just reading the Haggadah, or maybe even certain parts of the Haggadah, but nevertheless call a Marbel Safar Yitzias Mitzrayim, a Reza Meshubach, means I can expand my Kiyum of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. It doesn't mean a Reza Meshubach that will give him a special Aliyah on Yontif. That the Rambam is not interested in. The Rambam wants to know what's the mitzvah. So the Rambam sets up in certain cases a minimum mitzvah, which is absolutely indispensable, and then beyond that, you have an expanded possibility of kiyum mitzvah. In any event, the Brisker Rav goes on to suggest that there may be two dimensions to the mitzvah of Heseva, two parts or two kiyumim in Heseva. One kiyum is as part and parcel of matzah and Dalet Kosos, and another kiyum as a separate independent mitzvah of Heseva. So that when I do Heseva, at the time of the Achilas Matzah, I'm really achieving two goals. Number one, Heseva as a mitzvah, and number two, Heseva as part and parcel of matzah. The same could apply to Dalet Kosos. So therefore, on the one hand, there's a mitzvah or a ma'aseh of Heseva as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, and that applies to the entire meal. But the chiyuv is when I take a mitzvah like matzah and I embellish that mitzvah with Heseva, same thing in Shtiyas Dalet Kosos. And therefore, we could suggest that if he eats matzah without Heseva, he hasn't fulfilled his mitzvah of matzah. As far as the mitzvah of Heseva is concerned, maybe he could do Heseva in the rest of the meal and at least be mekayim the mitzvah of Heseva as a separate independent mitzvah, but there was also an obligation of achilas matzah with Heseva, shtiyas dalet kosos with Heseva. In fact, you remember that the Rosh was medayek from the Gemara of Shamash. Rabbi Yishur ben Levi says Hashamash ochal kizayis matzah kshu meisiv yotza, and the Rosh says mashma kshu meisiv yotza kshu lo heisiv lo yotza. And the Brisker Rav wants to suggest that maybe that's not a foolproof raya, because efshar, it's possible that Rabbi Yishur ben Levi lo mairi klal midin mitzvahs achilas matzah rak midin mitzvahs haseva. What Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is saying is that the absolute requirement, the minimum requirement on the part of the Shamash is, number one, to eat a kezayis matzah, and number two, to fulfill the mitzvah of Heseva. He can do it in one shot by eating the matzah of Heseva, but he's got to do Heseva because it's a separate mitzvah of Heseva. And the Rambam, as we saw, would advocate in favor of expanding the Heseva to include the entire meal, Harezem Meshubach. And therefore, in the case of a shamash, he doesn't have the opportunity to fulfill a seva during the balance of the meal because he's busy up and down. But what he can do is do a seva b'shas achilas matzah. And it doesn't mean that that's a prerequisite, that a seva for matzah. It might just mean that that mitzvah of a seva is a general mitzvah and independent of achilas matzah. Now, before I pointed out to you that the Rambam says Leficha kisha soed adam balayla hazeh, the Rambam puts the emphasis here on seuda, and my Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik made a big deal about this Rambam of seuda. He said that it's very possible that according to the Rambam, of course, again, that what we saw is the Rambam in Halacha Hey, where he says Leficha Kishas Soed. But you'll see the Rambam repeating himself in Halacha Ches when he writes the emas aitzrichem eseva b'shas achilas kizayis matzah ushtias arba kosos ha'elu. And that also sounds like he's pinpointing the highlights of the suda. And the Rambam's language of kishas soed adam b'layla hazeh would sound like the din eseva on the night of Pesach is a din in suda. And with regard to Leil Pesach, we have a separate din, a unique din of Seuda. Every yontif requires a Seuda, but the Seuda of Pesach is unique. And how is it unique? How does the uniqueness of the Seuda of Leil Pesach express itself in Heseva? Heseva is part and parcel of the Seuda. And therefore the Chiv of Heseva is, number one, B'shas Achilas Matzah, because Matzah is the Kviyas Seuda. And not only that, Dalit Kosos is also an integral part of the Seuda. Now, you might ask me the following question. Well, Nicha, the first two cups that he drinks before the Seuda, but what about the second Kosos, the second set of Kosos, which is after the Seuda? And the answer is, apparently, at least on a conceptual level, even the last two Kosos are related to the Seuda. Even though technically I've already terminated the Seuda with Birkas Hamazon, but no, since my intention is to continue the Seuda, at least with the second set of Dalit Kosos, those Kosos are part of the Seuda. And now the Rav says it makes sense that the Rambam would advocate that during the entire balance of the Seuda, B'shas Achilas Ushtiyaso, he should do as Seva, because the Seuda itself becomes a unique Seuda of Leil HaPesach through as Seva. And if I remember correctly, the Rav wanted to suggest that in the Simonim that we recite at the beginning of the Seder, Kadesh Urchatz, at one point we say Shulchan Aruch. You remember that? So he was bothered by that. You know, everything else on the list of the Seder is a mitzvah, but Shulchan Aruch is not a mitzvah. And even if it is a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah that's unique to Leil HaPesach. Why was it incorporated into the Simonim? And I think, if I remember again, it's many years ago, he suggested that the idea of Seuda on Leil HaPesach is not just the general Seuda that applies on every Yontif, that's true, but additionally has the dimension of a unique Seudas Leil Pesach as part and parcel of the mitzvah of Chayav Adam Laharosis Atzmo. How do I elevate the Seuda to a Kiyum of Chayav of Laharosis Atzmo? And the answer is through Heseva. And based on this, the Rav wanted to be Mechadesh that there may be a big problem if a person falls asleep at the at the Seder. Again, if he falls asleep during Berzon Shia, that's not a problem. Oh, okay. I see it worked. Wow. It's like the story of Rabbi Akiva about the Mayav Yesu Meshev and Medinos. You know, he wanted to wake them up, so he told them it's the same as Chai Sara. So now in regard to the Seder, if he falls asleep, there's a halacha in Seuda called Hefsek Seuda. Again, a lot of it depends upon how long he sleeps and what kind of sleep he falls into. But in any event, Hefsek Vinisnamnem, according to some poskim, Havi Hefsek. And this is going to be a problem because now he won't be able to connect the... Let's say, for example, he benches and then he falls asleep, and that's quite common on the Leil HaSeder, especially for the women folk, because they've been on their feet for who knows how many weeks before Pesach. Right? And I mean that literally. And therefore, the second kosos, which have to be mitzuraf to the Suda, according to what Rav Soloveitchik is saying, because the Chiyuv was in the framework of Suda, there's a hefsek because of sleeping. Now, he wants to say the following. This is radical. Let's say a person doesn't have matzah. Okay, he's out in in Saskatchewan. He doesn't have access to matzah. So what does he do? Says Rav Soloveitchik that Misha ain't lo matzah, ain't no shosa dalid kosos. He could have four cups of wine on the table, but if he has no matzah, then he has no mitzvah shtiyas dalid kosos. And when I saw this is written up by Rav Shurkin and Hare Kedem, Simon Ayin Beis. We like Ayin Beis. And he says something which makes my hair stand on end, that because he doesn't have matzah, therefore he doesn't have dalid kosos. Why? Ki kol din dalid kosos hu letzarfam l'su'uda. That all the mitzvahs alayla, like matzah and dalit kosos, were all formulated within the framework of a seuda. And if he doesn't have matzah, he cannot set up a seuda. Then he goes on to say another radical chiddush. You know, there are two types of matzah. There's matzah lishma, what we call shmura matzah, and there's matzah without lishma, that we call pshutos. I don't know if you'll see it anymore. Oh yeah, I think in Toronto I saw it once. Did you ever go to Pat's and buy grape matzahs?
What
matzah? Grape matzahs.
Grape.
Not Alexander the Great, but Alexander the Grape.
What?
I never tried it, but some people told me it's very tasty. Grape matzahs. Okay, grape matzahs are not matzahs shmura. So the Rav wants to say that if you have matzah that's not shmura, and that's all you have on Leil Pesach, you should eat it anyway. Why? You won't get the mitzvah Be'erev Tochlu matzahs because you need shmura matzah, but you'll be able to set up a suda. And by setting up a suda, you can be mekayim the mitzvah Dalit Kosos. Fascinating chiddush. In any event, the Rav wants to be medayik from the Rambam, that the din of Heseba is likuva in both matzah and dalit kosos, like the shita of the Rush. Now, I'm not sure how he sees this, but from the fact that the Rambam says that with regard to the balance of the Suda, harezeh meshubach, which means yeh yeh nein nein, implying that with regard to matzah and dalit kosos, which came before in the Rambam's framework, that for sure is likuva. And the nireh says the Rav mishum de'aseva hu tnai b'kiyum su'uda b'leil Pesach, since the chiyuv of matzah and dalit kosos was formed within the framework of a suda. Therefore, we have to make that su'uda into a special su'uda, and the only way we could do so is through Heseba. So now that he sets up Heseba, the su'uda now becomes a separate Chal Hashem su'uda as Pesach, su'uda as Sipri Yitzis Mitzrayim. One of our goddesses is called a feast of history, if you ever saw it. And by setting up this feast, this Sa'udah for history, now he can be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Matzah and the Mitzvah of Morah, but that's only through Haseva. Fine. So that's some of the brisket Torah here for today. Now on page 3, you have a Sefer which is called Ma'orei HaMoadim. I'm not sure who authored this Sefer, but he's a contemporary, and he has trouble with the brisket Rav, and he asks the following question, and you can see it here on page 3.
Which column?
We'll start from the right column, go to the left, the middle, and then to the left.
Where the little pointer finger is?
Yeah. And basically, he says the following. He says that if we were to say that Haseba is part of the mitzvah of matzah, right, did Haseba vidin b'kiyum mitzvah matzah, im gein elu sheptur mi mitzvah Haseba, eich mekayim in klal mitzvah matzah. He doesn't understand, in the case, for example, of an Isha, or we saw the case of a Talmud b'fnei Rabbo, these people are potter from Haseba, and if that be the case, how could they fulfill the mitzvah of Matzah? That's a very strong question. I think the answer to that question is that Haseba, when it's required, then it becomes integral to the mitzvah of matzah. He says on the bottom, "Venira lomar dafilu das hatosva rosh esvil de seba vidin bietzem amitzvah kol mekomim ochal below aseba shosavu aseba yotza yidei chovas mitzvas achilus matzah shdias dalikosos." In other words, he wants to suggest that the law, the mitzvah of haseba, is a separate, independent mitzvah. As far as enhancing the mitzvah of matzah or of dalet kosos, that's only an enhancement. But you can have a matzah and dalet kosos without haseba, albeit you'd have to forfeit the mitzvah of haseba as a separate independent mitzvah. But again, for those people who are potter from that mitzvah of haseba, so fine. The mitzvah of matzah and dalet kosos they will fulfill. And the mitzvah of haseba, they're not obligated in. Then in the middle column, he says, "Kasha daha im lo yotzi they chovas dalet kosos im kemadua lo yuchal lachzar vilishtos." The Gemara in Psachim establishes that between the third and the fourth kosos, you're not allowed to drink another kos. Now, what that means is that in a case where he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of talit kosos, for example, if he omitted haseba, and if you hold that haseba is likuva and talit kosos, like the sheet of the rush, then why should we be bothered by the fact that he adds another kos between the third and the fourth kosos? He wasn't even yotze the third kos because he drank the third kos without haseba. And therefore he proves that the mitzvah of dalet kosos, for sure you could be mekayim even without haseba, and therefore if he drank the third kos without haseba, he fulfilled that mitzvah, and he can't be most of dalet kosos between the third and the fourth. Okay, so again, let's just summarize what we saw here in the Mi'orei HaMoadim. He has two proofs that you could be mekayim the mitzvah halayla without haseba. One is from the fact that there are those who are not chayiv in haseba. Number two, from the fact that if he drank the third kos without haseba, the Gemara has a problem in allowing him to drink another kos to replace the third kos. But if he wasn't yotze the third kos, why should there be any problem? He hasn't fulfilled the third kos. Now, if you could fast forward a little bit to page 5. On the bottom of page 5, you have the Mikrai Kodesh that was authored by the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, Rav Tzvi Hirsch Frank. And he brings Rav Abramsky, they were contemporaries. And the quote here that's very important, which you'll see on the bottom right column, is the Haseva Makeves, V'tzarech latzar v'lechol eino ela midrabanan avol midraisa yotza gam b'li aseva. So Rabbi Yechezkel Abramsky makes a very important point here, and it's after we hear it, it's so simple, how can we think otherwise? Even if you're going to tell me that aseva is likuva, and that's the Shitas HaRosh for sure, maybe even the Shitas HaRambam, that's only on a Darabanan level. The mitzvah d'oraisa of matzah certainly does not require a seva. It just says Berev Tochlu Matzahs. So therefore, when we say that he has to go ahead and repeat the Achilas Matzah because he ate the first Kizayis without Heseva, that's only a Darabanan. And he tries to push this into the language of the Rosh. When the Rosh says, Lo Yotzi Yidei Chovas Heseva, Al Yidei Chovas Matzah Yotza, that's what they mean. That Mitzvah Heseva, Yid Mitzvah, Bifnei Atzmo Lechol Beseva, Ve'af Bishkvar Yotzi Yidei Chovas Mitzvah Heseva, Achilas Matzah, Yitochein, Sheikayim Achakach Mitzvah Heseva. Fascinating. He already fulfilled his Mitzvah of Matzah on the first round. And that's for sure true, even though he didn't do a seva. Now, he's going to repeat the matzah simply for the purpose of mitzvah seva, which is fascinating. It means that there are two different achilos here. Both of them are considered achilas matzah. He's not just fressing, he's not just eating because he's hungry. His achilo is a pulas maisa mitzvah of matzah. On the one hand, he ate a kesayis b'toras mitzvah matzah lida oraisa. On the other hand, now that he's doing a seva, it becomes a mitzvah matzah d'rabbanan. That's all, if you grant the Rosh's premise, that part of the mitzvah matzah is haseva. Now here, Abos, I want to share with you another chiddush of my Rebbe. And that is the following. The Rav wants to suggest that, and this I think is very much related to Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank's chiddush, that the mitzvah of matzah has two dimensions to it. One dimension is the ma'aseh mitzvah of achilas kezayis matzah, and the other is that through kezayis matzah we fulfill the mitzvah of sefer yetzias mitzrayim. So basically, when I eat matzah on Leil Pesach, I'm making two different mitzvahs. One is the mitzvah of ba'erev tochu matzahs, and the other is the mitzvah of v'gadatol bincha, or zochar as yom hazeh sheyetzasim mitzrayim, whatever the source is. Now, based on this chiddush that there are two dimensions and two kiyumim tachilus matzah, he wants to analyze the kash of the achronim that I indicated earlier. If let's say he ate matzah without a seva, now he has to go ahead and eat a second kizayis of matzah. Lechora, the easiest way of doing that is by fulfilling the mitzvah of Korach, because in Korach he's eating matzah and mara, and now with that Korach he can fulfill two mitzvahs. He can fulfill the mitzvah of matzah and the mitzvah of mara. The only problem is that, as you and I know, we don't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah in a normal situation with Korach. We have a separate achilas matzah. And the reason for that, the Gemara explains in Psachim Daf Kuf Tes Vav, is because Asi Marar Durabonon Umevatel Lemitzvas Matzah Deoraisa. There's a halacha that if you eat Rishus together with Mitzvah in one gulp, the Rishus is Mevatel Lemitzvah. And a Mitzvah Durabonon relative to a Mitzvah Deoraisa is called a Rishus. Therefore, we need a separate Kizayis matzah besides the matzah that you eat together with the maror. The matzah that you eat together with the maror could not be a mitzvah. So now we have to ask the following question. He already ate a kizayis matzah. Ella, what? He ate it without haseva. Now he needs another kizayis matzah with haseva. But that requirement is only derabbanan, because on the deraisa level he didn't need haseva, but he was yotzi with the first kizayis. So since the matzah now is only derabbanan, and the mara is only drabanan, there's no principle here of asi drabanan Umevatel and mitzvah saseh doraisa, because the mitzvah saseh doraisa he already fulfilled. And therefore, the best eitzah here would seem to be, instead of eating a second kezayis matzah, let him just eat the korach. But you have to add one condition, of course, that he doesn't eat the morah. Because if he ate the morah after the matzah, then the morah of korach becomes a rishus. Okay, so what he's going to do is, he's going to skip morah. Now he's going to eat another kezayis matzah with the morah as korach. And he'll fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with haseva through korach. And there's no bittle over here because both are derabbanon. Why are you laughing? Is there some joke here?
Yechiel said only Jews could invent this.
I'm not sure why that's so funny, but if it's complimentary to the Jews, I like it. That's all. In any event, here's the deal. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah established.
Would that mess up his mitzvah of Achilles Mar if he's going to eat his.
Because both Mar and Matzah now are Drabbanan. He already was Yotzi his mitzvah, the rice of Matzah with the first Matzah without a Seva. So now his Korach is two equal mitzvahs Drabbanan, which you could be Mekayim in one go.
So he's going to say the Bracha?
Well, which bracha you are? Oh, the bracha mara. Yeah, I think he means that he'll make the bracha mara before he eats the korach in this case. Because again, he hasn't eaten any mara besides. Okay.
So he makes the bracha mara, then he eats the korach, and then he goes back and he eats mara again?
No, he was yotze with korach.
He's yotze with korach, he's mara with korach.
Because since mara and matzah now are equal, they're both rabbanon, there's no problem with bittul. Okay then? Oh, so let's analyze this chiddush. There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that we're all familiar with on Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis called Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavanah. The Gemara says that if somebody forced a Jew to eat matzah on the night of Pesach, yotza. Why? Because mitzvahs ain't Tzrichas Kavanah. Oh. The problem is, when he ate that matzah, kafu parsiim, he ate it without a seva. So how can we say that he fulfilled the mitzvah of matzah when he didn't fulfill the kiyum of Haseva? He says, Nira o degam I kafula hasiv. Even if you'll assume that they forced him to eat the matzah of Haseva, he says, Lo mistaber de tehe Haseva shel cherus. He says, that Haseva can't be derech cherus, because he's only doing it to save his skin, because he's being threatened at gunpoint. And as Yechiel would probably say, only the Jews could think of this. He says kosher. However, we have a fascinating sheet of the Marsha. The Marsha is of the opinion that when the Mishnah establishes on Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis in Pesachim Kol Shelo Omer Shlosh Dvar Malolu BePesach Lo Yotzi DeChovasa VeElu Em Pesach Matzu Morar, says the Marsha, Lo Yotzi Lechovas Pesach Matzah Umara. He has not fulfilled those mitzvahs if he doesn't say the recitation. In Kein Kosher V'Kafu Parsiim Heich Yotza, how did he fulfill his mitzvah of matzah? V'Lo Omar Pesach Matzah Umara. Unless again they forced him to say that too. I don't know. So he wants to say that there are two parts to the mitzvah of matzah, and two parts of the mitzvah of Morah, and again at the time of the Mikdash of Pesach. And that is, one is the matzah as a maisa mitzvah, even without Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then we have a mitzvah of matzah as a fulfillment of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And he wants to derive these two mitzvahs of matzah from two different psukim. One pasuk says, Be'erev Tochlu Matzah. So the other pasuk says, Lechem Oni. And the Gemara Darshan says Lechem Oni means Lechem Sha'onim Olav Dvarim Harbe. So you have to recite the Haggadah over the Lechem, over the Matzah. And Yeshkan Shnei Kiyumim Chalukim, Mitzvah Sperev Tochlu Matzahs. And that's just the dry cut mechanical Maisa Achilas Kezayis Matzah. V'chein Ol Chiyuv B'mitzvah Shal Lechem Oni, which means a Kiyum of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the same thing applies, he says, With regard to Karban Pesach, it says V'ochlus abosam alayla zeh. That's the Ma'is Achila. It also says V'amartem zevach Pesach, and that's going to integrate the Achilas Pesach into the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'amartem zevach Pesach. Oh, if these two mitzvahs of matzah are independent one of the other, then you can be yotzei the mitzvah bearer of toflu matzahs, even though he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah of sipur yitzias mitzrayim throughout achilas matzah. In other words, when the Gemara says that kafu matzah yotzah, the Gemara is referring to yotzei the mitzvah of bearer of toflu matzahs. As far as the mitzvah of lechem oni in sipur yitzias mitzrayim that he hasn't fulfilled, he didn't do beseva, he didn't say the three, you know, the recitations of Rabbi Gamaliel, etc., etc. Therefore, if he eats... Now, let's get back to our case. A person eats matzah below a seva, and he has to repeat the achilas matzah. Why does he have to repeat the achilas matzah? Because the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, the first achilas matzah, was a kiyum of Be'er of Tochlu Matzahs. The second, with haseva, is a kiyum of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. So as far as the Iker mitzvah, he was yotzei with the first achilah. So it comes out like this, that if a person eats matzah without a seva, now he's going to eat matzah together with the maror. It's ridiculous. This eitzah is absolutely ludicrous. Why is it ludicrous? Because the only reason he's going to eat the matzah for the second round, if he left out a seva on the first round, is for the purpose of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. But here, he's eating it together with the maror. Correct? How can you call that Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? It's not a Haseva Derech Eretz. Memela, he says the following, that as far as the mitzvah of Mara is concerned, he has a full-fledged mitzvah of Mara. As far as matzah is concerned, the Achilas Matzah is only a way of doing... Of demonstrating that he was Yotzei L'Cheres, meaning of fulfilling the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. And he says that if he eats the matzah and the maror together as korach, then the matzah itself is really essentially an achilas reshus. What do I mean it's an achilas reshus? Inherently, there's no mitzvah in the achila per se. The achila per se is an achilas reshus. He was already yotzei as achilas mitzvah with the first kezayis without a seva. Now he's eating a second kezayis. That achila per se is not a mitzvah of achila. The matzah he was yotzei already. Ella, he's using the matzah as a conduit, as a means to an end, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Mara, on the other hand, is a separate mitzvah of Achilas Mara. So that when he does the Korach, and the Kricha now has the matzah of Rishus with the Mara of Mitzvah. The Asi Matzah, the Rishus of Mevatel, L'Achilas Mara de Chova. Again, I wanted to say a little differently, that the seva is meaningless if he's eating maror together with matzah. Okay, he says it different. Now, do we have the Shulchan Aruch here, Tafresh Ayin? It should be here somewhere, of course. Yeah, Tafresh Ayin. So if you take a look in the... right? That's on page 4. Now, it says, fine, Yisadar Shulchanu Yafa Bekelim Noam Kvikoch Yachin Moko Moshovo Sheyeshe Beseva Derech Cherus. And he talks about he says to be Matal Smol Isha Netzvich HaSeva Elim Kein Hi Isha Chashuva. The Ramos says Kol Anashim Shalonu Mikrei Chashuvos. So the Ashkenazic women are very significant. They do HaSeva. I don't know, the Sephardic women are not into it. He says Ben Eitzel Aviv Tzarech HaSeva, and then he has the issue: what if his father is his Rebbe? Talmud B'Shnei Rabo Eino Tzarech HaSeva Im Ochal V'Shasa Siv Zayin Below HaSeva Lo Yatsa V'Tzarech Latzav Alecha V'Lishtos Beseva. And then the Ramah quotes the Rav Yoh. So before we get to the Rav Yoh, I just wanted to point out something in the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is not on your page, but I'll read it to you. He writes, V'yam achlo be'aseba yotza. Now, I don't understand. What is he talking about? It says in the Shulchan Aruch that matzah and dalet kos require haseba. Marar does not require haseba. What happens if he ate marar be'aseba? Okay, he made a mistake. What do we do? So the Magen Avraham says yotza. Like as if he discovered America. In other words, there's some sort of havamina that if he ate marar be'aseba, that he wasn't yotza. But the answer is, according to Rav Soloveitchik, it's very beautiful, because marar, like matzah and dalet kosos, is a kiyum of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The kiyum of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim of marar is the merirus, remembering the avdus. Now he does haseba. I would think that that's a stira, and it undermines the mitzvah of marar. So it's not just that it's not that you don't have to do haseba in marar, but the ikar Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, or the merirus in marar, the avdus, is the antithetical to haseba. Haseba is indicative of cheirus. So you cannot take the marar and convert it into a sipur of derech cheirus, when the essence of the sipur that's inherited marar is avdus and not cheirus. So there is a serious halamini that if you ate marar below with haseba, then you aren't yotz. Okay.
How do we paskin?
I think the psak is like the Magen Avraham, that you don't have to repeat the achilus marar if you ate it past haseba. But you know, if you were a real brisker, you probably would eat another kezayis marar, and then we bury you. Okay.
You eat a kebaya,
you eat a buliachas, and you turn red, green, and purple, and then they call the ambulance. Okay. Fine. So now, we want to know the following. Yesh Omrim says to Ramah, Bizman Azeh, Ein Derech Lahasev. So this halacha that you have to repeat your achila, Yeshia with Haseba, because you missed Haseba in the first round, says Ramah, in the name of the Rav Yoh. Rav Yoh was one of the Chachmei Ashkenaz, that Bizman Azeh ain't derech lahasev, and therefore B'dieved, says Ramah, you could be Yotze even without Haseba. We'll fall back on the Rav Yoh. But the Ramah says, V'nira li dim lo shasa kos shlishi Okos revi beseba, eno chozer lishtos beseba. You remember that we don't add a kos after the third, not even after the fourth. That's called nirei kemosif halakosos. You know, the mitzvah is dalet kos, not more. However, there's a fundamental difference. Halacha lemaisa, says the Ramah, between the first two kosos and the second two kosos, insofar as he omitted haseba. In the first two kosos, he can drink the kosos a second time, a repeat performance, because he omitted haseba on the first round, and he's not near a kemosav ala kosos. That halacha only applies to the second set of kosos. Now, if you were to say that, well, he drank the third kos, for example, without haseba, he wasn't yotze, then it's not near a kemosav ala kosos. But since we have the Rav Yoh, and the Rav Yoh says, Bizman Azeh, we don't have a Seba, then he was Yotze the third Kos even without a Seba. And he can't take the risk of adding another Kos. So you want to be a big Machmir and drink another Kos because you forgot a Seba, but you can't do that in the cases of the third and fourth Kosos, because Niri Kemosif Al HaKosos. Now the Mishnah Brura here in Sifkat and Chaf Aleph, which you'll see on the bottom of your page, brings the Magen Avraham, who says that Afilu ben Kos Rishon L'Sheni Ein Kedai Sheyachzor V'Yishter. So that's interesting. It turns out that if you omitted Hesevan Dalikosos, Halacha Lamaisa, according to the Mishnah Berurah, based on the Magen Avraham, the only kos that you would repeat is only the second kos. You cannot repeat the first kos, or the third, or the fourth, because the very shittas of Nirikimosif Alakosos. Now, with regard to Noshim Behesevo, the Gemara says, Ishe Tzolbailo Boy Hesevo. The Rashbam writes, this is on page 1, Mibnei Emas Baila Ukfufolo. But the Isha Chashuva Boy Hesevo. So Shulchan Aruch paskins that a woman is, and her husband's Seder table is not, there's no Hesevo. The Ramah adds, V'chol Anoshim Shalonu Mikre Chashuvos. Because the Shulchan Aruch himself says that Elim Keni Chashuva, and our women are all Chashuvos. Now, to be honest with you, why are the women in our time called Chashuvos, according to the Rambam?
Because they told us to say that about them.
Right. Because otherwise we won't be eating Knedlach on Leil HaPesach. We'll be doing a save in the couch, if you know what I mean. But the truth is that if you have as much as, if you can find page 10, we have here Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and he suggests a very, very interesting shot here. I'm just trying to find the exact place. Just give me a minute here.
I think you
found it on the left column. I think it's on the right column on the bottom in the footnote, but I'm not sure. Let me just see. He writes, it's just, it's very small for me. I'm just going to turn on the light here. Maybe I'll see it better. He writes, he says that it's all dependent upon Rav, what's his name? Rav Meir Be'er Aragola. What's his name? No. Okay, sorry. Anyway, there was a cherem that you're not allowed to marry two wives. Rav Meir Gershon, sorry. I'm so sorry how I slipped. Rav Meir Gershon Aragola.
That expired already, isn't it?
So wait, so leave that out for a second. You feel, I hear your taina. But who accepted this cherem? It was only the Ashkenazim. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman that the chashivus of a woman today is in the fact that she can no longer be, I don't know what word to use, be replaced by a second wife, meaning without divorcing the first wife. And that's a tzara. And based on this svara, Rav Shlomo Zalman wants to say that today the takana of Rabbeinu Gershom was accepted almost universally by every community in the world in one form or another. I mean, except maybe you may find a Yemenite or two today that's married to two wives. So he says that every woman, insofar as the marriage relationship, he says, is a yechida, etzel baila. There's no one else. So the husband has only one wife. And therefore, it's considered an isha chashuva. Frankly, I would have said something totally different. I would have suggested, but what I say is not worth much, but I would have suggested that an isha today is chashuva, because she can prosecute someone in a civil court. Back in the day, women had no rights to show up in a court and sue someone. But today, all anoshim are anoshim chashuvos, and they have legal status in any court. Okay, fine. In any event, as far as our ladies are concerned, the Ramah seems to assume that they have to do Hesevah. Now, I can just tell you this, that In my house, the women do as seva, and I assume, tell me if I'm wrong, that that's true as far as you know it for all homes. Is that not the case? No, the women don't do as seva by you? Okay.
They do by me.
If they don't do as seva, then they're relying on the Rambah, and that's pretty good. The Rambah says the following, that lo nagu nashim lahasev. Even though all our ladies are called chashuvos, the minig is that they don't do a seva. Why? Ki somchos al divrei haravya. This is on the top of your page 4. The cost of disman and say ain't tzarich lahasev. You follow? In other words, mikra din, there was never a chiyuv on women to do a seva when they sit at the seder table of their husband. Nor of us, we have this din of maybe she's an isha chashuva bisman hazeh, but on the other hand, that's a chumra upon a chumra because the Rav Yoh himself says that we don't have a seva bisman hazeh. So just like the Ramah relied on the Rav Yoh in a case where he ate his matzah without a seva, he drank his kos without a seva, so too we rely on the Rav Yoh to exempt women from a seva, even bisman hazeh, even in our time. And therefore the Ramah's conclusion is that there's no minig of women to do a seva. However, lemaisa, many women do a seva. And that's not a problem per se. I mean, you're telling me the Ramah says we don't need a seva bisman hazeh, but we do require a seva bisman hazeh. So the women can also do a seva. Now for some strange reason, which I can't figure out, the Achronim talk about Haseba Be'amida. Now, I don't know how you could possibly do Haseba while you're standing. I guess you could lean a little bit while you're standing. So he says that Haseba Be'amida is Derech Avdus and not Derech Cherus. Again, I don't know why that's so, but that's what he says. Okay. Finally, the last issue, and I'll go through this very quickly because I think we're limited in time. The afikomen without a seva. Does he have to eat the afikomen a second time around? If you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah here on page 4, in Sifkat and Chav Beis, he says, im she'eno chozer lechol kizayis nosaf, he says we should not encourage him to eat another kizayis afikoman if he ate the first kizayis afikoman without a seva. But also lechol shnei pa'amim afikoman, we're only allowed to eat one kizayis of afikoman and not a second, and therefore he says that b'di'evet im shachach li ochlo below a seva, eino chozil lechlo below a seva. In other words, he doesn't have to eat the second kizayis of afikoman to replace the first one. But the Mishnah Berurah and other poskim seem to say that if he finds it, if it's not so challenging for him, not so difficult to eat another kizayis. Again, the problem is that he's got to have tam matzah b'fiv, and he might be also eating an achila gasa, you know, especially after the fourth kos. He's already eaten a kizayis afikoman, you could barely get that down. So I don't think he has to be super duper and eat another kizayis afikoman, because many poskim hold there's no requirement of heseva with regard to the afikoman. Now this boggles the mind, because the kizayis of afikoman is going to be a replacement for the first kizayis as a fulfillment of the mitzvah be'erev tochlu matzos. In other words, we're not sure when we fulfill the mitzvah be'erev tochlu matzos. Is it with the first kizayis or is it with the afikoman? Because since it's a din of ala sova, it could be that it's after the last kizayis that fulfills the mitzvah of Be'erev Tochlu Matzos. And that's why we're so makpid to eat the afikom before chatzos. If that be the case, then if we assume that the mitzvah of Haseva is a requirement with regard to matzah, then lechora should certainly be a requirement with regard to the afikom. Now, a lot of what I told you from the Hare Kedem, you can find here on page 7. But there are other chidushim here that we didn't get into. Rav Salvechka has a whole thesis about how to do a seva, if you get a chance to go through that. And the halacha that Haseba sets up a new quality of Seuda for the mitzvah of Leil HaPesach, parts of that you'll find here on the bottom of page 7. And that's what I told you about Simon Ayin Beis in the Harikin.
You know, you're afraid that you've already been Mekayim the mitzvah. If you're not Mekayim, you're not Mekayim.
Case of the Afikoman, they're assuming that Afikoman is a separate mitzvah. It's not the Ikar mitzvah of Be'er Tov Lumatzis, and it doesn't require a seva.
Right.
If we assume, like the other Rishonim, that many Rishonim maintain that the Kezayis Bachrona is a fulfillment of Be'er Tov Lumatzis, then for sure you would need a seva. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that if you ate the afikom without a seva, then you don't have to eat another kezayis. You know, we're not going to push you on that. If it's no bother for you, then you should eat another kezayis afikom. Now the Mishnah establishes at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim that even an ani has to do a seva, and Tosfos seems to indicate that an ani doesn't have a shulchan. He doesn't have a mitzvah. And we would think, therefore, that he's part of the mitzvah of a seba. Kamashma, no, this is a seba even without a mitzvah in a shulchan. But if you look at Rashi and the Rashbam at the beginning of Arvei Pesachim, they say, Achi Yesiv Kider Perechorn ala mitzvah v'ala shulchan, Zechel Echerus. They require, as an absolute requirement, Heseba ala mitzvah v'ala shulchan. And that's the Iker Chovas Heseva. Now, it could be possible that even Tosis would admit and maintain the same position, because Tosis says, Sal Kadaik Vesebus Oni Lo Chosh Vesebus Di Ein Lo Al Mala Hasiv. Maybe what Tosis means is he has no Karim Uksusos, he doesn't have pillows and so forth, but he does have a Mita and a Shulchan. And the chiddush here in that Mishnah is that an oni is chayv b'seva because you don't need karm uksusos likuva. All you need is a mita v'shulchan. Now, what happens if an oni doesn't have a mita and a shulchan? Is he chayv to knock on doors in order to obtain a mita and a shulchan? We say that in Dalet Kosos is a separate chiyuv of Mechazer al Psochim. Now, if we assume that Heseva requires Mita V'Shulchan, and Dalet Kosos require Heseva, then there is room to argue that we have to give Minat Staka for a Mita or a Shulchan for the Heseva of the Oni. Or could it be that maybe we don't need a mita and a shulchan for a seva, but we need that an adam should be nish'an. He has to somehow lean his body. In other words, what does that mean, lean his body? He's got to lean his body on something. If he moves his body, as we saw before, in one direction or another, but he's not leaning onto something, he's not resting on something, some object, that's not called Haseba. Now, we sit at chairs, and some of our chairs have no arms to them. And basically what we do is we move our bodies towards the left, but we're not leaning on anything. And my Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik was worried, maybe that's not a mitzvah haseva. Haseva requires that you actually lean on something. Now, we mentioned that there is a possibility of, if you omitted haseva in matzah, to perhaps be yotze haseva during korach. The reason for that is because now matzah with haseba, I mean, the second round is only drabanan, and therefore it could be yotzi together with maror. So the question is, why doesn't that appear in Shulchan Aruch as an option here? When they talk about repeating the achilas matzah if you ate without haseba. Now, if you take a look in the Rosh, for example, he says lo yotzi yidechov haseba v'li yidechov matzah yotza. Perhaps it means that even in Rabbanan he was yotze is chiyuv matzah, and therefore the chiyuv haseba now to repeat the achilas matzah is only midin cherus. That's not a tenai in the etzem achilas matzah lakiv is a mitzvah. And therefore, maybe it's not equal to that of maror, and it becomes a rishus keneged mitzvah maror as a chiyuv. And we saw that in the Rav. With regard to afikoman, as we said, I'm just repeating. Asur lechol shnei pa'am afikoman. That language appears here in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's just see if we can find it inside. And I see it here in the Sifkat and Chav Beis. Here it is on the bottom. He writes, "Miu biafikomen in shochach li ochlo beseba lo yaksiv yochlenu da osu lechol shnei par mafikomen." I was hoping the Mishnah Berurah would embellish that a little bit more. But in any event, if you fast forward to Tuf Ayin Zayin Sifkat and Dalid, there you'll see that when the Mechaber says liachar gmar kol suda okla v'matza etc., the afikomen he says v'yochlenu b'aseba, says the Mishnah Berurah sifkat dalu b'di eved im shachach v'yochlo below aseba in tzarech lachzor v'lechol im kashal of achila. You know, you don't get that impression two simonim earlier in Tuf Ayin Beis. There you get the impression that b'afikomen v'shachach l'yoch b'aseba lo yachzor v'yochlenu to osu lechol shnei pa'am afikomen. I don't know. The tshuva of Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe, which you'll find here on page 5, he says that im shachach kodem birkas hamazon rashay lahachmir liyachol ach liyachmir birkas mazon liyachol k'zayis nosaf af im ritzono lahachmir. So he wants to say that there's no contradiction here in the Mishnah Berurah. It all depends upon whether he's going to replace the afikom before benching or after benching. So in Siman Tov Ayin Beis, lo yachzor v'yochlena, lo aso lechol shnei piyomim, afikoman, Simon Tofai in Zion, im kasha olav, mashman lo kasha olav, chozer v'ochel beseba. To be Simon Tofai in Zion, mayrik sha'adainu kodem birkas hamazon. Is yesh lo lahachmir. To eat the afikomen beseba. U be Simon Tofai in Beis Ayri, li'achar birkas hamazon. The osur ligrom brachos harbe shalol tzorach. Since he's already benched, now he's going to wash his hands and again have to bench after he eat the second afikomen. That's already considered gram ribui brachos that we want to avoid. Fine. We spoke about pretty much all the topics that I wanted to cover with you today. The Me'iri says that Arba Kosas Kulum Tzrikim Haseba, Hein Shtiyasim, V'Hein Advarim Shehem Misudarim Aleihem. What's lomim kiddush ukriyas hagada vekriyas halal brichas hamazonos? There are four brachas corresponding to the four kosos, and each bracha, like the kos itself, like the shti itself, requires a seva. He doesn't sound like it's an option that you can volunteer for. He sounds like he's saying that's obligatory. And then later on, he goes on and says, "V'yam hayam esed b'chol asuda reizam eshubach." In fact, there are more paskins l'chatchil yesed b'chol asuda. Okay, Rabbosai, we'll stop here.